So for our next question, I invite Mia Reyes to the podium. And Mia is a student at Salem State's Berry Institute of Politics. So please join us, Mia.
We've got applause.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mia Reyes, and I am a sophomore studying political science here at Salem State. Outside of my classes, I am a program assistant for the Berry Institute of Politics, president of Greek Council, and president of Pre-Law Society, as well as a student athlete for the Salem State women's tennis team. My question for you is, Salem strives to be a diverse, equitable, and inclusive city. What have you done to lead on these ideals? How will you recruit and retain diverse boards, commissions, staff, and leaders?
Watch out, candidates. She's going to be mayor someday. Exactly. Okay, so let's start with Neil Harrington, please.
So can I assume that question relates to our current jobs, because some of us are not currently working for the city?
Absolutely, yes.
So as the town manager in Salisbury for the past 20 years, I'm very proud of the record that we have of creating a diverse workforce. Almost all of my department heads are female. I have a solid track record of hiring LGBT employees as well as people of color. We recruit as rigorously as we can to try to diversify with professional expertise all of the various staff positions that we have. Salisbury is a very small community, and so we have less than 100 total employees. But when there are opportunities to strengthen our diversity, we certainly make that a priority. And if I'm elected mayor in Salem, we will continue to do so.
Thank you very much, Neil. Dominic Pangallo, please.
We've worked so hard over these past years to make Salem a place that welcomes everyone, and it's not always been easy. When we passed one of the first non-discrimination ordinances in the state, we had to put it into effect right away when Gordon College, who was refused to stop discriminating against their LGBTQ students, held the contract to Old Town Hall. We revoked that contract to national outcry from the far right, but we turned that hate into something positive by raising money for NAGLE, and they used those funds to lease a space where they're still located today. I created the position of the Latino Affairs Coordinator along with the Latino Leadership Council and Mayor Driscoll and the Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, and then helped hire and supervise the people in those roles. Working with the Commission on Disabilities, we updated our outdated ADA transition plan and then put it into effect to make a more accessible city for everyone. I wrote the ordinances for more accessibility in public meetings, creating the Race Equity Commission, guaranteeing safe access to abortion and gender-affirming care, and removing gender-biased language from the city code. I helped ensure Salem every year receives a 100 score on the Municipal Equality Index. When I think about the place where I want to raise my children, I want it to be a place where they're supported, safe, respected, and empowered, no matter who they are, how they identify, or who they love. That's what I want for Salem, that's what I've always worked for, and that's what I will always, always continue fighting for.
Thank you, Dominic. Steve Dibble.
Thank you for the question. I am an ally to our gay and lesbian community, and always have been. Just like I've been an ally for four decades for Salem's youth, the people with disabilities, our minorities, and hundreds of our seniors. For centuries, Salem has always been an open and inclusive place to live, and I applaud Salem for what we have done on inclusiveness. There will not be a separation with this community when I am mayor. There is no group that I will put on the back burner, as City Hall has done in the past, with our Hispanic population, separating them into different schools, with Salem United and the Black Picnic, with our Muslim population, and religion leaders, just to name a few. I'm proud to have the support of many in the community. I have had many one-on-one conversations with the LGBTQ members, young and old, Salem State students, and longtime residents. They understand I support everyone, and that all issues, taxes, traffic, lack of affordable housing, schools in Salem affect them just the same. I show support during Pride when we raise the flags. Not just then, I'm always there to listen, and I support everyone all the time. When mayor, I will not change, but I will continue to support everyone.
Thank you, Steve. Stacia Kraft, please.
This is a good time to talk about rhetoric versus reality and leadership. Let's use the pot shops as a prime example. The legislation that allowed marijuana sales in Massachusetts had a provision that these businesses would benefit people most affected by the drug war, and that's minorities. Here in Salem and across the state, these million-dollar businesses were awarded to wealthy white individuals. So recently a bill was passed, just last year, that would tighten the restrictions and enhance oversight on host community agreements and make grants and loans available to minorities and diverse people in order that they can get a foothold on this business. So I would hope that we in Salem would move on that. I also think, I'm not quite sure, but as far as diversity and business and home ownership, it's still the best way to build wealth. So we have policies right now that don't support home ownership, and it's always been a good place for my husband and I as musicians to get a foothold in, and I'd like to see more support for entering the market as homeowners.
Thank you, Stacia. Bob McCarthy, please.
Thank you. Most recently, we just created a race equity task force after a year-long study, and we as a city need to make sure that we carry out the hiring practices that increase diversity. We need to ensure that the programs, policies, and budgets and ordinances that are developed avoid racism and bias. We need to look at non-traditional channels for recruitment. We need to look at policies in our recruitment practices where we actually remove the names from the resumes so that the initial bias is removed immediately, potentially, from anyone who's applying for a job. We want to make sure that we reach out to those that have been disadvantaged by prejudice, that are given access to the opportunities that amplify the diverse city that we as Salem have become and that we are. Because as was stated earlier, I was very fortunate 10 years ago, maybe a little longer now, when we passed the non-discrimination ordinance, and I worked with a whole bunch of people as we crafted that ordinance, and one of those individuals that I actually helped craft that ordinance is now currently my chief of staff, and I was very happy to bring him back on and hire him, because it is an understanding of what diversity means, and what we need to do is we keep moving forward as a city.
Thank you. Thank you, Mia, for that question. Very good job.